The Volumes of Truth. Volume 3. Abide in the Doctrine of the Messiah. June 28, 2006, from the Lord, our God and Savior. The word of the Lord spoken to Timothy, for the Lord's little flock, and for all those who have ears to hear. Thus says the Lord. I have spoken. Yet those of hardened hearts refuse to hearken to my voice. I have written it with parchment and ink, through my prophets. Behold, I have etched my words in stone with my own finger, yet who has received my message? Who has obeyed my word, as it is written? I tell you the truth. Only those fully converted in their innermost parts have accepted my message, and only those who truly love me obey my word. For they remain in my love and delight in my commandments, knowing I am who I am. So then what of all these smoking firebrands who surround you, who do always rebel against me, in word and by deed? Hypocrites! Shall my children profess to know me with their lips, and then go and sin before my face, in that selfsame hour? They do continually transgress, neither do they abide in the doctrine of the Messiah. Beloved ones, to abide in the doctrine of the Messiah is not mere proclamation or belief. To abide in his doctrine is to live, by his words, a shining example of righteousness, striving always to make your love perfect through obedience, that those close to you, even to the passerby, may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. For it is written, one does not live on bread and water alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. So then, do not just give voice and preach, but abide in the doctrine of the Messiah. By example, shall you lead them, says the Lord.